tomorrow morning there will be a private members motion. People for profit in relation to the neutrality and results. Importance to preserve neutrality in the context over the coming years, because there's no doubt that neutrality is under threat from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, and they're moving stealthily to undermine it in every place they can. And I believe that we'll actually get to see it in a couple of years, then where we'll wake up and we'll be in the middle of a war, and people will say, well, how did we get here? And the reason, the way we're getting here is that the government is just undermining our traditional policy of neutrality and every opportunity they get. And this will be, you'll see this progressing even further now over the next couple of months, where the triple lock will be removed by government policy and legislation we'll see come through the door probably in the next month or so.
Do you think maybe it's only not a natural next step, but the fact that we're coming more globalised and becoming more entrenched in European regulations, does it not seem like almost a natural step that we move further away from neutrality? Or are you just trying to highlight how it is a very essential part of Irish culture as well, neutrality?
I think it's absolutely essential, and it should be a natural part that we'd be moving towards a peaceful resolution of disputes across the globe as we move to more so-called European integration, and that's what our policy should be, and we should be making it a case that we should stand out in terms of the European norms rather than conform to what basically is German and French policy and military policy, where basically we have nothing to add to it, but where as an honourable country we have had a neutral stance over the years, we have an honourable role that I believe that we can expand on and play further on, that will actually create linkages between Europe and the third world as well too, and enhance peace rather than destroy it.
Because, yeah, it's important to highlight these situations, even if there's no necessarily immediate danger, but just to prevent us from maybe sleepwalking into a situation we don't want to find ourselves in.
Well, the government policy is that they want us to sleepwalk into it, and they want to hoodwink us and to actually agree into bits and pieces, that then when it comes to actually the decision that neutrality is gone, the decision has already been made, and that's clearly what government is trying to pursue and what they're doing. And we have to stand up against that, and we have to highlight that and oppose that as much as possible, because that's the only way we can get the message through to government that we're not going to accept it.